Well, greetings, you little creatures of the forest. Welcome back to The Business Bubble. This is a podcast where I basically go along my life and my journey on how do I build a business from scratch, how do I get immersed in the world of business, and I'm going to share with you all that I experience, all my failures, all my learnings with you, my audience. So this is the second episode. I think that the first episode was a very good initializer as a catalyst, sort of like a comic number one thing that, you know, makes Spider-Man Spider-Man because, you know, he got bit by a radioactive spider. So I think this is the episode where I talk a little bit more about the background, about the context of who I am, just to let you guys know where exactly I'm starting off from. And where I really want to get to, which is, by the way, a very abstract and confusing destiny, but I kind of know where I should be heading, okay? So I can't cover everything in this one episode just because, you know, a person is, like, incredibly complex and has a lot of things. However, I'm going to try my best, and I think I'll cover the things that I think are most relevant for the podcast as well. Okay, so first of all, a little bit of my background. I'm Costa Rican. As I mentioned in the previous episode, I've been Costa Rican all my life. I've lived here all my life. Most of my family is Costa Rican. I got some, you know, maybe external sort of family that lives in California and Texas. I guess one of them lives in New Jersey. But that's basically, like, you know, the minority of the people. I have an aunt who lives in Arizona right now. She used to live in Mexico. But yeah, so that's basically that. That's my family. That's me. We're all close together. We're close by. Costa Rica is a pretty nice place, and it's also a pretty small place. So it has its intricacies. I'm sorry. It has its very different cultural things that makes us very unique. But a lot of the people that I've heard, and more in vlogs, I think, that have come from, say, the States, say that Costa Rica is sort of like a New York, but in a very primitive way. But in a primitive, I mean, like with the buildings and the infrastructure and everything. However, they say that it's pretty similar because a lot of the people here can speak English. A lot of the people here are very good at services and they're very well educated. And that has to do a lot with the history of the country that I could go maybe later on in greater detail. Okay, so just to give you guys a little bit more about myself, I live exactly in San Jose, Costa Rica. That's like the main province. And in San Jose, you've got like different types of cantones. That's what they're called. So I live in San Jose, and the district is known as San Francisco de los Rios. And it's not San Francisco. I mean, it does have the same name, but it's completely different, of course. I just live that place. It's a pretty nice, peaceful place. I love it. I actually like my house. My house is the number one place, my number one favorite place in the whole world for me. And yep, I could go maybe later on in greater detail with that as well. Okay, so maybe going into a little bit more of who I am and what I like. So I think I consider myself to be a creative person in the sense that I like to create things. I don't think that I have the innovative capacities or skills that a lot of other people have that are disruptive and they create things that humanity has never seen. I'm not that guy, okay? I actually struggle a lot with ideas, of coming up with ideas for businesses and things. I'm a very practical dude, however. I am very good at building things on top of each other. Like, for example, you know, sort of like Lego building, maybe. I'm very good at putting things together, connecting things. I also like a lot music. I think music is a really huge thing in my life. I've been learning music, or actually playing music, because learning is just like recently, but playing since I was 12. Started out with guitar, then I went on with drums, and then with bass. Now, well, currently I'm trying to learn bass and play bass more often. Okay, yeah, so now what happens with my English? Okay, so I can speak English, right? Because I was blessed with the opportunity to go to a school, a bilingual school, that taught me from pre-K all the way to 12th grade when I was a senior. the English grammar, the English rules, the English different, basically the English toolkit, as I like to call it. However, most of my classmates that started out with me when I was in pre-K, they don't quite speak the same level of English, or they have not developed the same English level as I have, because they never put it into practice. And this is the big thing, you know, when I teach someone else how to speak a little bit of English, how can I help them out? Well, I tell them, try to practice it. If you practice it, everything will come together. It'll be way better learning process for you. And the thing is that I was very blessed because in San Francisco de los Rios, there's a thing called El Instituto de Lengua Española, which basically is the Spanish Language Institute. What happens is that missionaries from mostly the States, but also from other countries, come here, learn Spanish, and then they are sent off to other Spanish-speaking countries so that they can preach the gospel. The thing is that they stay here for around like 2 years, I guess, approximately, and they basically install their lives here with their families and their kids and everything. So, you know, around my neighborhood, there's a lot of American people, a lot of them. We like to call them gringos. I don't know if it's a derogatory term, but I think it's pretty nice. I mean, gringos call themselves gringos a lot of the times here in Costa Rica. So that's pretty funny. So most of my closest friends when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, they were all gringos, most of them. Actually, my closest friend from childhood was Danny Galt. He is, of course, American. He taught me a lot through humiliation, as I like to call it. He really tried to make me improve my English through speaking. But that was pretty cool. I love him. I love the guy. So yeah, I just put it into practice. I went to this youth group that's from the neighborhood. So where we basically learn about God, we basically learn about how do we coexist with each other, and we make some nice friendships there. So some of those friendships, actually a lot of those friendships, have lasted up until this day. So that's pretty cool. And thanks to that, I was able to practice and put my English into practice and be able to improve through that very organically and very, very hands-on. So after that, well, as I mentioned, my school, it's a bilingual school. So, I mean, we do have the projection to apply to universities abroad. However, it's not that strong compared to other schools. So, but I did want to apply to schools abroad in the States and other places. And the number one place that I was looking into was NYU. And I'm going to tell you why, because one of my best friends from school, he was applying for NYU and he actually got into NYU. And it was pretty cool. He told me all about it. I really fell in love with the place. However, there are three main sites for NYU. I don't know if you guys know this, but one of them is New York, of course. The other one is Abu Dhabi. And the third one is Shanghai. So here is where I basically kind of played with strategy. Because NYU, I think that getting into NYU New York, it's easier than most other sites. The other two sites, however, they don't give you financial aid for foreign students. For Abu Dhabi, is the opposite. Abu Dhabi, it's really hard to get into, but they give you everything you need, everything, like basically cover up almost to 100% of the cost. And then you've got Shanghai, which is sort of like the middle between the two of them. It's like sort of hard to get in, and it's possible to get some financial aid. So, you know, it's like it's the average. And I basically applied to Shanghai. I got in, and it was pretty cool. But they only gave me 25 grand out of the 60 that I had to pay. So, you know, I wasn't going to make my family pay for the rest. I really wasn't going to do that. And I had another choice, actually. It was here. It's our little Institute of Technology called Tecnológico de Costa Rica. Basically means Costa Rican Institute of Technology. And it's the most prestigious school in the country that has to do with technology and engineering. They specialize in that. It's actually very well recognized worldwide, and it's a pretty cool school. So the thing is that I got into tech. I was thinking about what do I want to do with my life when I was in 12th grade, and I figured out that, you know, computer science is a very good option because it is so flexible. Computer science and software engineering is used everywhere, okay? Like, every single industry that you can imagine uses in some shape, way, or form a computer or a network or a system. Everything needs that nowadays, and now more so now that artificial intelligence is going to take over the world, and this is true. This is completely true. It's like, it's not even a rumor. It's actually happening right now. So I was like, okay, you know what? That seems like a pretty good deal to me, you know? Computer science is, number one, very well paid. I like that. Number two, it's flexible. You can go into a lot of different industries. And that really helped me out because I wasn't really sure what I would want to do with my life. So that gave me a little bit more flexibility. Number three, the way that you work, your daily life at work is basically very stationary. You don't have to move around that much. You just have to, you know, maybe talk, go to meetings, program a little bit, do this and that. But it was pretty peaceful, pretty non-eventful. And I liked that by that time. Another thing is that I was able to create things. I had the capacity to create things without getting my hands dirty, my little princess hands dirty, because I'm a very creative person, as I told you guys before. I actually play a lot of Minecraft. I think Minecraft is an amazing game. I love Redstone. I love to create and design things throughout the game with Redstone around and inside and all these things. That actually helped me a lot with understanding how, like, all the programming concepts and programming, like, logic flow. That really helped me a lot, I have to say, like, for real. So I thought, like, yeah, you know what, computer science it's a good deal, I'm gonna go into it. Sort of like as it progressed, at the beginning it was okay, but then as I progressed, I saw that I became more self-aware. That's the thing. So as I became more self-aware, I knew that I had skills that I couldn't put into practice that much, or that I couldn't make them shine that much. However, you know, most of my classmates, most of the people that I was working with, their skills were very aligned with the major, with computer science in general, but not me. I mean, I found out, I was self-aware by that point, by my, I guess, end of my second year, beginning of my third year. That I was a guy who really couldn't stay in one spot, meaning that I really wanted to go and talk with people and meet new people and travel and maybe not travel, but I mean, just move a little bit, move and talk and do all these different soft skill type of jobs. I love documenting. I love to write things. I love to create content, and not so much to stay at a computer and program all day. You know, I don't like to code all day. I don't like to be sort of like secluded from society in that way. And that's sort of like the stereotype for computer science, but I've got to tell you, stereotypes exist for a reason. And a lot of the job is basically sit down and code. And I don't really like that. You know, I don't think that all of my other skills, innate abilities, can shine through that job. However, I think it's a very nice and pretty well-paid job. I think it's a blessing. I think that God makes everything for a single purpose, for a perfect purpose. And this was not the exception. I really think that computer science taught me a lot, not only through the concepts, but also through college itself, through my interactions with people and my journey. So, going a little bit into another subject, basically, I became more self-aware. I found out that I was very good at putting things together, connecting things, like my dad connects people. I kind of like to do that, but with other things as well. I think I understand human emotion and psychology very well. I'm very good at improvising, I think, like 70% of the time. And also it depends on the task at hand. But I think I'm pretty good at that most of the time. I love meeting new people. Oh my goodness. Yes, I got to say this. If you put me in a city where I can sort of communicate, but I have to like manage my way through and sort of survive, I think I would. I love meeting new people. I love to talk to strangers. I love to get to meet new ideas and just new things. You know, I like that with people, not with things, with people. but, well, more on this later on. Thing is that I'm entering my third year of college, and coincidentally, I take the project management course, and, well, in the project management course, what you have to do is to develop a project, basically an idea of what maybe a client wants to have developed. So you do that, and you have to manage the project accordingly with all the PM book standards and all the different standards and things that you got to do. But the thing was that the professor, he was a really interesting professor. He really marked my life. And I'm going to tell you later on because he is one of the founders of Hubble. That is the company that we're trying to build right now. So the thing is that the project consisted of this idea. Okay, so you've got this like sort of freelancing site, but it's not really freelancing because freelancers receive a whole project that they have to develop. What this project was about was to modularize those tasks. So instead of giving the programmer or the freelancer this huge bulk of a project, you gave the freelancer small tasks or products, digital products that he or she had to develop and send over in order so that he or she could receive a remuneration. So that's the idea. It's basically a freelancing site, but more modularized. It also is distinctive in the areas. It basically serves like it works like services. You know, maybe you have a landing page service that you can assign to a certain person, and then you have like a logo design, maybe geographical reference imagery that people from forest engineering can do. I'm sorry, there's like a lot of like weird words here. But the thing is that was the idea. Have a freelancing site modularized for people, for students, so that students could develop it and receive money so that they could continue with their studies. And that's a big thing, actually, in Costa Rica. Usually people sort of like work and study at the same time. It's not the same thing because you're always going to be putting into jeopardy some either your job or your study. So, you know, it's not the best deal ever. So the idea was to help students out with their payments and their costs and everything by self-financing through real work experience. Okay, so that was the project. Thing is, the course ended. I loved the project. I loved the idea. And the deal was that the professor was going to choose one of the groups that best performed in the whole course. And of course, my group didn't get in. Dang it. So another group got in. However, because of my enthusiasm and my love for the project and the idea, the professor sort of like recruited me. And he basically took me from my group and put me into this winning group. And I was like, oh, cool. I'm here. So that's how Hubble basically started. Well, it didn't really start because after a lot of meetings, after a lot of thinking and a lot of different changes in the team, we finally came up with Hubble. And the reason for the name is that Hubble seems like a pretty nice round name, first of all. Sounds nice. Second of all, we wanted to depict the very nature or essence of the company. And it was a hub, or also hubs are known as communities, right, where things come together. So the idea is for students and companies to come together in this space. And the BLE, you know, the Hubble has a BLE, it stood for Building Lean Experiences. Because the whole point of this project was to help businesses and help students throughout lean processes, lean production of digital products. That was the whole reason for the name. It really sounded good to all of us, and we chose the name Hubble. Okay, moving on. I have also personal projects. For example, I had the Computer Science Software Engineering College Courses Review podcast. That was a podcast that basically talked about the life of the student at tech at computer science. I basically went over every course in the semesters, and I gave my description, my tips, my experiences, maybe some different stories that had to do, that were valuable, I guess, for the listener. However, I did this podcast because I thought that the only way that you could add value to an audience was through experience or an area of expertise that you had. And of course, that is a really good way of doing it. However, it's not the only one. And I'm saying this because it was really hard for me. I mean, passionately, I really like to help people. I just don't know if that's the best way to do it through that specific subject. So, I mean, I like the podcast and all, but I think that I'm going to take a break from it. And I guess the only way for me to come back to it is through a different approach and a different format of the whole podcast. So yeah, in the meantime, and I think for a very long time, I'm going to still be here, keep doing the business bubble. I love the business bubble. I think it's like the best idea I've ever had. I don't know if it's true, but I hope people find it amusing or interesting, or maybe just hopefully find some value in it. Maybe if I just fail and tell you guys how I failed, maybe you guys can take value of that out of that and not do the same thing, or at least just have a chuckle. Okay, so I wanted to make this podcast for two reasons. One, I wanted to document my life as I tried to build a business and get my life together. And I mean get my life together sort of like in an adult way, you know, coming of age. At the same time, I really like to get into investing, marketing, finance, and all these different subjects that I don't really have a lot of experience in, but I loved learning in. I mean, I loved learning all of these different concepts and the way they relate to each other. I just want to live there, you know? Okay, so that was the first reason. The second reason is that I just can't stop thinking about business and thinking about all these different topics. So, you know, I figured that if I was going to make a brand out of my life, it would have to be by talking and learning the area that I love the most, you know, about what I love the most. And business is really, right now, the thing that I love the most. And I think it's going to be for a very long time because I've been like this for over, a year and a half now, and my passion for it has not diminished in the slightest. I love it. I love the whole idea of building something for yourself with other people, giving out, you know, trying to help each other out, try to make the world a better place in the end, and your life as well, your life and your family. Because, honestly, the way that I want to go with my life is to be able to provide for my family, to provide not only with you know, money, but also with time. I think time is like the most precious, valuable asset that a family can actually have. And if I'm working all day, I don't think that's like the best way to spend time with my family. I'd rather be helping out with chores, helping out, playing with the kids, I don't know, tending things with my wife or whatever. I'm not married, by the way, right now, but hopefully one day I will. So that's the idea, you know, behind all of this, behind, I don't know, my north, I guess. I want to get somewhere where I can be providing for my family and I can also be enjoying my life because I enjoy business. I enjoy all the process, all the intricacies, all the concepts, I learning about it, implementing it. I love how practical it is, you know. You just learn something and you, boom, you implement it. You put it into practice. You learn from it. It's so cool. And if it works, dude, it's so gratifying because you made something. You really made something that worked, that could sustain itself. It's amusing to me. It's just completely a marvelous subject. I love it. And I hope that you guys can also feel the same way. I hope that you guys can make me company in this awesome journey. I really think that by just listening or just paying attention to what I'm doing, I guess, that you guys can extract a lot of value from it. You really can learn, really have just entertainment at the same time and just see how it ends up, you know? Sort of like a story. Storytelling. So yeah, that's the idea, the main idea. And I think that would be it for the episode. I know it wasn't like a lot of maybe business concepts or stuff, but I really thought it was very important for me to just give you guys the context of who I was, where I wanted to go, what I liked, and just to give you guys a better picture of where I'm starting at and where I want to go. So thank you very much for listening. Really, it would mean the world to me if you could also make other people listen just for a little tiny bit. Even if it's just for the fun of it or whatever, I would love it. I would really appreciate it. So remember, if you have friends, share it with your friends. If you don't have friends, then try to get some. And at the same time, try to share it with your family and your pets. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you for this time. God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye. See you in the next one. Oh, and by the way, if you read the title of this episode, it's called What the Dog's All About, or What the Doggy's All About. It's basically because, you know, long story short, I really think that my spirit animal is a dog. And I'll tell you different reasons. One, they're very loyal. They are very friendly. They love to meet new people. They really don't care about what other people think about them. I think I really fit along those lines. All of that, I'm like 100% of that. And most people that know me would say the same thing. I love dogs. And it's basically sort of like a Batman sort of story in where, when I was a little kid, I was terrified of dogs because there was this one schnauzer that always kept barking at me. It was my cousin's schnauzer. And I just thought that he was going to bite me. I mean, she. I'm sorry, it wasn't she. She was going to bite me. And I just developed a fear for them. And later on in life, when I was like around 12, 11, a golden retriever was really old and very peaceful and stuff. Really became friends with him. He was like the best sort of cure because it was so serene, the experience and stuff, and also really cute and furry and fluffy. So I loved the guy. His guy's called Tadeusz. It's not a guy, it's a dog. But oh well, rest in peace, Tadeusz. And yeah, after that, I basically found out that I love dogs. Dogs are my favorite animal. I really resonate a lot with their characteristics. And I think that if I was an animal, I would be a dog. I also love to be the underdog. That has a lot to do with it. Because, I don't know, I just love to have the chip on my shoulder and not being able to, you know, to succumb into expectations, because that is a big thing for me. I think that a lot of people, they fall apart when people have expectations of them, and when they don't perform the certain way, then their whole life goes to the gutter. And I don't really feel like that. I love to be the underdog, the unknown, you know, the one who makes the upset. So I love that life. I really love it. I think it has a lot to do with the self-awareness that I was talking about, and also just my own personal thing. I don't know. I just love dogs. So yeah.